Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
A former college player and coach, no handicapper in America has a longer track record of success than national handicap champion Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. As sports betting becomes more and more mainstream, it's also getting more and more corporate. Get this app. Bet with us. Let us track your phone everywhere you go. But not Lee. He's been providing personal service for his clients and appearing on my shows for 20 years. The Sultan of South Beach is a personal friend, and while we'll never say he wins every week or even hits 70% of his games, we know he's with you all the way. You won't outwork this guy. It's his personal service that's the difference. He's had hundreds of the same clients every year because even when it doesn't go well, he'll speak with you and step up and take the blame. I just wish Lee would get a little more excited when he wins. Last year, he crushed it with Thursday night patrons picks at KKHI. It's his biggest play for the clients of his service every Thursday night, and he gives it away free to patrons of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. So head over to kkhasissues.com and become a patron and get in on the freebies this year and win. And enjoy his entertainment selections here on the free podcast. Remember, these are games of interest in our area and not necessarily picks he will put up on his service at ParamountSports.com. It's brought to you by Merriam Body Shop off I-35 and Johnson Drive in Merriam, a State Farm preferred body shop. Merriam Body Shop will do any collision, big or small, whether it's paintless dent removal or if you want custom detailing of your car, you can get complete custom detailing through Merriam Body Shop. Give them a call at 913-362-1198. For door dings, custom detailing, or full collision repair, it's Merriam Body Shop. Online at merriambodyshop.com. CBD-GC.com. Stacy Higgins is with Green Compass CBD right here in Kansas City. USDA organic, no THC. This is a great way to get rid of pain or to find a way to be calm and focus. Call Stacy personally at 913-961-3881 for more information on her products. Or if you'd like a little side hustle and stay at home, make some cash, you can do this with CBD-GC.com. Dr. Jeremy Fry and his team at Fry Orthodontics with 12 area locations for your convenience. First appointment is always free at 913-469-9191 to schedule, or you can log on to fryorthodontics.com. At Fry Ortho, your smile is just the start. Our national handicap champion, Lee Sterling, is here. Hit it!
Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com joins us now. He's a national handicap champion, and of course, he's just winning. He's winning for the patrons over on the patron site. Had a winner last week and off to a great start this season. We got a lot of games in college and pro to talk about this week. Hello, Mr. Sterling. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Ready to take on another weekend in the NFL and in college football, so... Got some big game. Your Cats are going to be involved in a big game. I think you were, I would say, cautiously optimistic going into the season. Got to feel, you know, pretty pleased that they're 3-0 with a chance to go 4-0 if everything goes right.
Yeah, 3-0 with the quarterback out for two games is pretty good. They don't throw the ball, but they run it very, very well. And Oklahoma State's kind of the same way. We'll get to that game in a little bit, yeah. I know. But, yeah, no, I think most K-State fans I talk to are really happy that they're 3-0 and excited for the season, see where it goes. And we'll also do the Chiefs game later, but I got to ask you about that Chiefs defense the first 2 weeks of the season. This looks like 2018 bad. I mean, this team was so bad defensively. They're just dead through 2 weeks. It's a small sample size. They're the worst at everything. Every defensive metric there is, the Chiefs are dead last. Was it just the fact that they played a couple of teams that can really run the ball, or are they just going to get pounded on all year?
I think they're going to have troubles, you know, unless they face, like a rookie quarterback, right, a Jets team, or, you know, someone like Houston. Yeah, I think the problems are going to continue, and the offensive line is going to have to do better. I mean, it's a good thing that Patrick Mahomes is healthy. If he wasn't healthy, this could be a really long year.
Yeah, and here's the shame, and it's hard. Okay, so they won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. it's hard to improve your Super Bowl winning team. I think the Chiefs are kind of staying the same. Yep. Their defense may be going backwards, but the AFC is getting better. I mean, it's just getting better everywhere. A lot of these young quarterbacks are better. These teams are better. The Ravens knocked a wall down Sunday night and said, look, we can beat these guys. Surely there's other. I know the Raiders know they can beat the Chiefs because they did it last year. The Chargers feel the same way this week. So I think the mystique maybe is wearing down. The Chiefs have had three straight AFC title games at home. That's just impossible to do, man. I think this season in the AFC is going to be a free-for-all.
Yeah, and everyone was almost all of a sudden handing them the championship in the AFC before the season started. The AFC's really improved. You saw Cleveland. I mean, yeah. You know, they were even without Odell Beckham. I mean, can you imagine once he starts playing and he's healthy? Might take a month or so till he's back to normal. Baltimore, if they get, you know, somewhat healthy, they're going to continue to be a tough out. And the division, even Denver, who is terrible, they do have some injuries now, but Denver's improved. When you keep drafting near the end and you're up against the salary cap, it's almost impossible to improve. You just got to get lucky. You got to draft extremely well and maybe hit on some free agents who were injured and want to play with a winner. You can't quite do what you can do in the NBA, but you gotta try to entice some guys, and they weren't able to. I don't know. It's gonna be tough. I don't know if they got enough guys in the off season that can help out the team and get them over the top again.
Well, there's one move the Chiefs made that is kind of a snapshot of where they've gone wrong here. They drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the first round, and he's not very good. He's not. Now, he's not a big fumbler. No. He had a huge fumble Sunday night, which he shouldn't have fumbled on that play. But he's not been a big fumbler. He just doesn't add anything that some other running back couldn't do for this offense. So they used a pick like that to do what? To get more weapons for Mahomes? Mm-hmm. And then they ignore defense? Well, they're paying for their sins.
Yeah, yeah. They you can get running backs in the third, fourth, fifth round. We've seen that now in the draft.
Yes, total waste.
There's plenty of talented guys. Every year there's two or three guys that end up starting within a year or two. So you're finding out some of the best teams, running backs like Tampa Bay, they're interchangeable.
Absolutely. Yep, I agree with you. You definitely don't spend your draft capital on that, and they should have been addressing the defense. And they haven't been – you know what? They're not really good. It's a very offensive-oriented football team, which means in the entire system, systematically, the Chiefs are not built to identify and draft and develop defensive talent. They just are – the organization is not built that way. What they've tried to do is go out and sign the Honey Badger, sign Frank Clark, you know, sign some veteran guys to contracts. But that isn't always great either, you know. So, I mean – I don't think organizationally they know a whole lot about defense, period. Nor do they value it for some reason.
I'm not going to disagree with you. Yeah. And it's hard also depth-wise, you know, when you're up against the cap. Yep. You know, there's probably some guys that they like in free agency they can't get. So, yeah, it's hard. They were talking about when they won the first one, could he win 5, 6, 7 of them? Now it's, you know, can he win maybe 2 or 3?
That, and you know what? I'd take that. I think anybody in Kansas City would take that. The money they got $500 million tied up in their quarterback. They got a big contract with Kelce, a big one with Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're spending money all over the place on the offensive side of the ball, so it becomes a little problematic. All right, before we get into the picks, let's talk about what you got going for our listeners this week if they give you a call or log on to ParamountSports.com.
Well, it's the promotion that I get the most calls and emails on, the world's famous Baker's Dozen. 13 games. From tonight all the way through Monday night, $97. So it's my executive phone service where we rate the games from 10 to 50 units. I couldn't find just 6, 7, 8 games. So I found 13 games combined college and pros, just $97. So there's some real value. If you've been with me before and maybe you haven't started yet or you dropped off, now's the time. I'm making it, you know, for such a cheap price because I know if I win for you, you're going to want to come on a monthly or go with me, ride with me through the Super Bowl. And I also love the UFC card. So what I'm going to do, I've never done this, you're going to get the Baker's Dozen, if you sign up for that, plus my UFC pay-per-view card on Saturday night, 7 selections, which are $97 for free. So you're going to get 20 selections for $97. So if you're ready to watch some football and some UFC, even if you're not a big UFC fan, we've had a lot of success. We've hit on big on the last 2 cards. I think we won 42 of the last 63 cards. So 20 selections, $97, just by the Baker's Dozen, and it will include the UFC card for this weekend, ParamountSports.com.
All right, it's right there at ParamountSports.com. 13 football games plus the UFC plays, $97. Sounds incredible. Let's start with college football, won't you?
Okay.
All right, Texas and Texas Tech. Texas is a pretty big favorite here. We're in the Big 12. What do you think?
So what I like about Texas Tech is Tyler Shook. He's a transfer quarterback from Oregon. In fact, I thought that he should have been the guy that would have won the quarterback battle, but they didn't give it to him. So he's what I really like. And I think he's going to have some success here against almost anyone. He had almost 400 passing yards and 4 touchdowns against FIU last week. And he also looked good in the second half against Houston. The problem is the defense. So I just don't think they are going to be able to stop Texas. I think it starts in the line play. Texas just recruits and gets a better athlete. I think with Casey Thompson now quarterback, they can open up the playbook more. They have running backs that have some real pop. They can go 20, 40, 50 yards. And I think they're just going to run through this Tech defense really that has not been tested here. So even Texas is disciplined now. 1 turnover in the 3 games that they've played. And last week, just 2 penalties for 12 yards. So they're not going to beat themselves like the last couple teams and that we've seen of Texas the last few years. So I like Texas. I'll lay the 8 here. I think they win and cover against Tech 45-28.
One of Lee Sterling's mantras is don't pay too much attention to last week. And Oklahoma last week struggled with the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Nobody saw that coming. Oklahoma now a huge favorite against West Virginia, which is off to a terrific start this year.
They have, but West Virginia is one of these teams. Whenever you start believing in them and they'll start off like, 3-0, 5-1, this is where they have problems. They just don't have many guys that can catch a ball and go the distance. So they got a lot of receivers that average 8, 10, 12 yards reception. Their quarterback, a transfer, was it Bowling Green? Been here for a couple years, but I just don't think he's anything special. And I think the DBs for Oklahoma are getting better. They had a couple key stops in that game, and also the first game against Tulane. So for some reason, they haven't put it together. I think the offensive line has had some protection problems, but I expect Spencer Rattler to have a big game here. I'm going to lay it. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Oklahoma 48, West Virginia 21.
Might be a pillow fight in Stillwater. A couple of teams that like to run the ball and don't really throw it much. Oklahoma State and Kansas State. This is a big swing game in the Big 12. I think the team that wins this game could finish 4th or higher in the league. I think that's pretty much where these schools are. We'll find out on Saturday what happens. But the Pokes are a 6-point favorite over the Wildcats.
Yeah, and Oklahoma State surprised me a little last week. I didn't think they had any running game. They'd only put up 54 yards in the first game running, even 140 against Tulsa, and they were lucky to win that game. They did put up 246 rushing yards against Boise on the road, so that was pretty impressive. But Spencer Sanders, just doesn't look like a difference maker at all. He is limited here. You think of them as having this explosiveness on offense, and they don't have it anymore. They're 101st in passing, 98th in scoring, 106 in yards per play. So eventually those numbers, even though 3-0 will catch up with you, you're not going to be 100th and just have a little above average defense and go something like 9-1 in your first 10 games. I like the fact that Kansas State's controlling the line of scrimmage. Offensive line and defensive line look good. And once they get the lead, they're tough to beat here. They're also 10-4 against the spread on the road here. I'm going to take the 6 points here. I think Oklahoma State might win the game 26-23, but I think 6 points is just way too much.
I think it's the right play, too, but I'll give you a little insight. Yep. I got a couple of buddies, some of them you know, and this is like they can't believe this line. They're like, we are laying the lumber on Kansas. You know I'm very guarded with Kansas State. Unless they're playing KU, I'm very guarded on whether or not I think there's going to be a lay a lumber play. They're all like, let's lay the lumber. If the Cats lose this game, it's going to be 3 or 4 points. And they love the line. I don't get that way about Kansas State games.
The only way that Oklahoma State pulls away, they were lucky to win that game last week against Boise. Their running back fumbled, and it was picked up and run for a touchdown and an inadvertent whistle. And if not for that, they lose the game. And also a field goal. Even though they allowed the fumble, they didn't allow the return. Boise got very conservative. I think they were at the 15-yard line and ran three plays just not to throw an interception because they had thrown an interception possession before. And the kicker kicked the field. It was like 8 or 10 yards wide left from like 32 yards out. Right. So I just think that Oklahoma State's living on borrowed time. Wouldn't shock me if the Cats win this game outright.
It's got to be a clean game. Will Howard, the quarterback for Kansas State, he threw a pick six a couple weeks ago. He is absolutely capable of turning the ball over three times on the road in this game.
Right.
Just absolutely peeing down his pants. So that's in play. I'm not saying it's going to happen. K-State may be able to run the ball, and we'll see a clean game. If it's a clean game, I think K-State wins, but they're absolutely capable of going down there and having their quarterback turn the ball over.
That's why I don't think either you and are playing this as a back-to-brink truck-up play.
No.
We like it, but Howard's propensity to turn the ball over is scary.
This is the kind of deal where I call a couple of my KU buddies and say, I'll take 20 on the Cats. You know, okay, I'll take that. I'll take your action. It's good. All right, Missouri is on the road at Boston College Saturday morning on ESPN2. Tigers, I've got them here as a two-point favorite. I'm not sure exactly what line you have. Missouri cannot stop the run, period. They gave up 251 yards rushing to Southeast Missouri last week. Boston College has a big, bruising offensive line and can run. Missouri can score. This is going to be a real test, man. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, so Boston College lost an NFL prospect, Phil Jurevec, quarterback, to a hand injury for the season. So most people not in the know thought the season was pretty much all but over at that point. But their backup, number six, Dennis Grossel, not bad. I mean, I think he's going to be fine here. He mainly handed off last week in their 28-3 win over Temple. In late 2020, actually threw for 520 yards in a game against Virginia. I think had Jeff Coach here, Jeff Halvey, I think he's going to play vanilla and not show anything. And Missouri offense is fine, but their defense does look below average. And the dog is 10-3 against the spread last 13 Boston College games. They get up for these games here. They love to beat an SEC opponent. And Tigers 0-6. Against the spread run, make it 0-7. I like Boston College. I think the wrong team's favorite, 31-27.
All right, in the NFL, hey, there's only two teams in the AFC that are 2-0, and that is what, the Raiders and the Broncos. The Raiders are playing the Dolphins. This line is 4. Miami certainly didn't have much last week, but the Raiders are a bit of a surprise early in the season.
They are, and you got to give them credit, but they're going to face a Miami team that laid an egg, and it looks like there's maybe a little overreaction. Miami, even without Tua in this game. Jacoby Brissett is a capable backup thrown in there during the game with a week of practice. He should be ready. He should be fine, not for the long term, but, you know, maybe for a couple weeks here. Where I think Miami has a shot here is their defense has registered at least one takeaway in 24 consecutive games. You saw them last year when they played Kansas City. They get takeaways, and I think that Carr is due for a bust game. They held the Bills to 245 yards going into the fourth quarter after the first drive, and then, you know, they were out of it. They were down 4 touchdowns, and it was over. But it wasn't their fault that they lost 35-0, turned the ball over 4 times, and they don't have to stack the box here. So they were up against it. Josh Allen gives them a lot of problems in his throwing and also his running, and they can play in the box against the Raiders instead of spreading out and being exploited by some inside runs as they were against Buffalo. I'm calling for the upset here, too. I know you're going to love this one. Miami, 24-20 over the Raiders.
Let's see if we can get that one done. The Chiefs, 6.5-point favorite over the Chargers visiting Arrowhead.
So the blueprint, and you're going to see a lot of teams follow this, is when they play against Kansas City's offense, is they're going to follow what Tampa Bay did in the Super Bowl. It's rush 4 guys, and you got to have a safety that can cover the tight end and Kelsey. The Chargers got it. I mean, Joey Bosa and his defensive line, they get after the quarterback. And their safety, Derwin James, has pretty much missed the entire last 2 years, but he might be the best strong safety in the game. He is big, strong, fast. I mean, no one's going to shut Kelsey down to 1 or 2 catches, but if he holds him to under 5 catches in this game, I think it might be game, set, match. I think the first 2 games, the Chargers with a new offensive coordinator were real conservative. I think that they break out here and maybe have a big game. And as you said, the Kansas City defense isn't stopping anyone right now. And the Chargers play their best ball on the road, 16-7-2 against the spread the last 25 road games. They were hosed by the officials in that game. I mean, two key calls, one against them, would have been touchdowns for the Chargers. So they just don't ever seem to get the calls. And for once, they're actually healthy. So I'm calling for the upset here. Ooh. Should be a great game. Chargers 34-30 over the Chiefs.
Ooh, I know this. I couldn't possibly play the Chiefs minus 6.5 this week. I like somehow the Chiefs to win it because they kind of do that in the division. But the 6.5, that's just too much. When your defense is this bad, it's hard to cover those big numbers. And that's a big number in the NFL.
Yeah, and how about this? The Chiefs, who were – there was the Chiefs laying points until middle last year and the over. The Chiefs are 2-10 against the spread the last 12 games laying points.
I know. I just been laying off of them, man. I'll play the total or nothing. Right. I can't play them. I can't play them. They're just – they're not trustworthy. All right, Lee's game of the week is Iowa State and Baylor in college. And if you'd like to get that selection free, you can call him right now, anytime between whenever you listen to this, up until kickoff on Saturday. Iowa State Baylor is a free play, 800-400-9741. You can call Lee Sterling at 800-400-9741. You're giving away Iowa State Baylor, your game of the week, for free.
Yeah, I like something here. I found something in this game. So you want to get this game, call right now. 800-400-9741. I'll give you this game for free. And like I said, world famous Baker's Dozen, 13 games, just $97 from today all the way through Monday night. And I love the UFC card on Saturday night also. I'm going to throw that in, 7 selections. That's normally another $100. 20 total selections for $97. Just buy the Baker's Dozen. You're all set. How do you get it? ParamountSports.com. Let's keep winning.
Lee, you're the best. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
Take care. There's Lee Sterling at ParamountSports.com. If you'd like to reach him, you can call the number or go to the website. Now, here's the other deal that we do every week. He's got the Thursday night selection for the patrons, and it's a free play if you're a patron of KK Has Issues. Last week it was the Giants. It was a winner. He is 6 games over 500 all-time on his Thursday night picks. He has made his selection. I know what it is. The patron podcast is already up. The selection is over there. If you want to become a patron today, sign up before the Carolina Panthers play the Houston Texans tonight, and he's given that selection over on the patron site. Just go to kkhasissues.com, sign up for as little as $5 a month. You get all the patron podcasts, the entire library of patron podcasts that exist, and the weekly newsletter. So it's all right there for $5 a month. It is 4 items a week. It's about 16, 17 things per month for $5. Pretty good deal, and you get Lee Sterling's play of the Thursday night play. He won last week with the Giants. He is 13-7-1 all-time on Thursday nights. So if you want to get that, go to kkhasissues.com, click on Become a Patron, and you get all the bonus podcasts and the newsletter and Lee Sterling's free picks. We do it all right there. We also have patron parties. We get together from time to time at different locations and have some fun, take some pictures, get on social media, tell a bunch of lies to each other. It's all great fun. It's fun being a patron. So go to kkhasissues.com, sign up to become a patron. All right, let's review Lee's games here. He likes Texas -8 over Texas Tech. He likes Oklahoma -16.5 over West Virginia. He likes Kansas State +6 against Oklahoma State. He likes Boston College +2 against Mizzou. He likes Miami to win outright, getting 4 points against the Raiders. He likes the Chargers to win outright, getting 6.5 against the Chiefs. And his game of the week is Iowa State and Baylor, and you can get that one free from Lee if you call him at 800-400-9741. He's offering up 13 games for $97 this weekend, and he'll throw in the 7 UFC plays on his card Saturday night UFC. So it's 20 picks, $97 from Lee Sterling if you want those. And this is what it's the Baker's Dozen. You dip your toe in the water, and if it works for you and you like it, maybe you sign up for more. It's his way of saying, here's the thing, give me a try. If you've ever thought about trying it, it's a great weekend to try it. Jump on with Lee Sterling, just $97 to give it a shot. It's 20 selections. A lot of folks don't play all 20. You use it maybe to kind of confirm what you've been thinking about a game, or I've had a system for a long time with a buddy where we kind of play games together. Where we both agree on a game, we're pretty successful. The ones we kind of disagree on and stay away from, that's great. But it's always nice to have someone else's thoughts, and if you agree with them, if you're seeing the same thing on certain games that Lee, it kind of confirms what you're thinking, or maybe he'll help you confirm what you've sort of been thinking but don't really know. It's ParamountSports.com or 800-400-9741. He's a friend of mine. I've known Lee for over 20 years. He is honest as the day is long, If you have an issue with his service or anything that goes on, he will personally talk to you. This is not some big corporate outfit in a business that's kind of headed that direction. That's not what he does. He works really, really hard. He watches film of every single team. It's pretty amazing. He's a good dude, and certainly nobody's perfect. And there's losing weeks. Any week can be a losing week. But I know this. Lee Sterling knows more about these lines than you and I. A lot more. And I trust the guy. So give him a call. 800-400-9741 or online at ParamountSports.com for our friend Lee Sterling, who joins us at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.